It's 18 months since we last spoke to Julie, and guess what? Saying Why Not has kept her very busy. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. You've been a busy woman again.
And you asked me what had I been up to.
What have you been up to? You have been, well, first of all, what's all this about brailing names?
Well, on the 27th of March 2017, I celebrated my 20 years blind anniversary. I always like to do something remarkable or significant or symbolic on those occasions. And this time I actually wrote on a little piece of paper in Braille and put it in a jar in my office to write 1 million names in Braille.
And how have you been collecting your names?
Well, really from people that I speak to and just people that I come in contact with, and I write them and I post them to them, anybody that I connect with, really. And I guess that was the whole idea of it. It started when we travelled to the Seven Wonders of the World, and it was when we were in India in 2013 that I wrote the name of a hotel porter who was very helpful, and her name was Needy Pandy. She came into our room and I said, Needy Pandy, I said, I have a gift for you. I said, this is your name in Braille. And I gave it to her and she cried. She said, words cannot describe how I'm feeling at this time. I thought, oh, wow, that's a big response from a little card, and it touched me. So I thought, well, something powerful in this writing someone's name and giving it to them. So, of course, I continued to do it. And I was listening to the radio in New Zealand. There is an interview talking to Frances Salol, who was a mental health nurse here. And Frances had wanted to raise awareness of mental health, and to do so was painting 1 million paintings. And I was thinking, wow, 1 million paintings, that's pretty cool. What could I do? And I thought, I know, I could write 1 million names in Braille. So that's why when it came to my 20 years blind anniversary, I wrote that on a little piece of paper, and I've been going ever since.
And when do you plan on finishing, or do you just have an open deadline?
Well, I quite like the idea of sort of infinity because I love doing it, but I am getting to the point. I think I worked out the other day the names I've written, your name, Laura, and the name of your team, and your names have taken the total to 4,758. So in just over a year, I've written that many names, which, you know, is pretty amazing when you think about it. The number of people that you connect with is quite astonishing, really.
Yeah.
But I think it's going to take me about 200 years. So I am thinking that I would like to employ some blind people to write some names in Braille, because the unemployment rate for blind people in New Zealand is 58%, which is just completely unacceptable. So I'd like to create a pathway for people to learn Braille and create a link that Braille equals employment. So if people learn Braille, they can pick up themselves a part-time job and write some names and join the team to write 1 million names. So that's where it's kind of heading at the moment. So that's been incorporated into my dream, Laura.
Nice. Especially the idea that you can use connecting with people and using their names to teach people how to write Braille. That's lovely.
Yeah. And people are really, well, we're egocentric creatures, really, aren't we?
Yeah.
We all love stuff about us. People have become more curious about Braille. I had a text from a 10-year-old girl in Wellington the other day, and her grandfather had got her name for her, and she wrote in the text, said, Julie, do they use punctuation in Braille? And it's like, yes, they do, I said, but I like to keep things simple for sighted adults. So just opened up a conversation about punctuation in Braille. So it's a great in for people to become curious about Braille.
And moving on from Braille names, you've done a show about, well, let's say he's the other love of your life apart from your lovely husband.
That's right, quite right.
Louis Braille.
Yes, I fell in love with Louis when I learnt Braille. And, of course, his story is just astonishing, the fact that at the age of 3, sitting beside his father in his workshop, had an accident with a sharp tool and, of course, went blind, and then went on to invent the system of reading and writing that I now have under my fingertips. And I love the hope in that story. The fact that somebody could create a legacy after they went blind. So my sister, her and I together wrote a script of the story of Louis Braille from birth right through to his legacy, and I performed it at the Dunedin Fringe Festival in March this year, and we had three shows, and it was great.
And you were nominated for an award.
We were nominated for Best Original Concept Award at the Dunedin Fringe, and we've also been nominated for an Arts Access Award run by Arts Access Aotearoa, which is the Maori name for New Zealand, and that's their national awards that, you know, enable access to the arts for people with disabilities.
Fantastic. And how was it standing up in front of a room of people and telling your story about Louis Braille?
Well, it was petrifying because I learnt Braille as a 35-year-old adult, and my reading aloud career stopped really when I was 18. So I hadn't been able to really read aloud for about 30 years. So to be in front of an audience where I was going to be reading was just quite petrifying. So I had to quell my nerves, and we got a great response. And what I did was, as well as reading the story of Louis Braille, I told a little bit about my story and how I went blind and how I learnt Braille. And then the very last part, I actually write a letter using the Perkins Brailler, and I write a letter to Louis Braille thanking him for inventing his code. And I also tell him about my dream to write 1 million names in Braille. And in that letter, I ask the audience to come down at the end of the performance to have their name written in Braille.
Did you actually enjoy performing? It's all very well being nervous and feeling your obligation to the audience, but did you enjoy performing your piece about Louis Braille?
I loved performing it because I love sharing the story. And we actually plunged the audience into darkness for about half the performance. So when Louis went blind, the audience went blind as well.
Amazing.
And so it was an experience for them to not be able to see and just to sit and listen and to be passive. And that worked really well. The impact of that was really great. So, yes, I did enjoy it, and I loved the impact on the audience. And, well, we had quite a few tears. One lady went home and cried profusely, she told me afterwards, because her father was blind, and the sound of the Perkins Brailler brought back memories for her and that sound. In fact, we had another woman whose husband was blind too, and she was the same. So the reaction, you know, was quite strong for some people.
That sounds like you really moved people with it.
I hope so, because, I mean, I find it a moving story, and the impact that it's had on my life. It's moved me so much that I hope that came through, and I think it may have.
Julie, your why not philosophy wouldn't be a why not philosophy if you didn't do some extreme things as well. So I understand that you've done your 10th half marathon.
Yes, I have. I have the medal on the wall, Laura. It's hanging up there with my 10th Papadawai Challenge, which is another event held here. And I feel quite pleased that I have them under my belt.
And also, soon you're going to be dangling from the roof of a certain stadium.
Yeah, Forsyth Barr Stadium in Dunedin, which is a roofed stadium. And there's going to be a charity event for a different organisation called the Malcolm Trust. And they said to me, do you want to abseil from the top of the Forsyth Barr Stadium? To which I had to reply, why not?
Of course.
Yeah.
And how do you feel about abseiling off the roof of a stadium? Are you nervous?
Not really.
Probably
will be on the day. Try not to think about it too much. I find a lot of those things quite visual, and because I'm totally blind, they don't bother me as much, obviously, as they used to. So I take the advantage where I can get it.
Well, it's so lovely to hear your voice again, Julie, and catch up with everything that you've been doing over the last 18 months. I'll be looking forward to catching my name in the post
and
distributing them around my team. And also, maybe, this is where you could say, why not, you'll bring your show to Edinburgh over here at some point.
Wow, why not? Wouldn't that be amazing?
That would be fantastic.
In fact, funny you should say that, Laura, because I actually put that on the nomination form for the Arts Access Award. The first stop, Wellington. Next stop, Edinburgh.
Fantastic. Well, let us know when you're coming and we'll come and watch you.
Well, that's wonderful. Laura, thank you, and you keep up your amazing work.
Thank you, and lovely speaking to you again, Julie.
Lovely, thank you.